This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I am joined by Dylan Murphy, the brains behind XIV Irish Streetwear, which is a sustainable clothing brand based in Donegal. Thank you for hopping on the Hub to have a chat with us, Dylan. Let's start at the beginning. What sparked the idea of XIV?
Well, I guess for myself, you know, I've always had an interest in sort of online business and that sort of thing. And I guess how it really started then was during COVID, when I was working, but I wasn't old enough to get the COVID payment. So obviously school was out, I couldn't work, I couldn't make any money. So then I just really started buying and selling things and trying to make money any way I could. Started like looking into other ways to try to make money. And then I got into photography around that time as well. And I was also selling football shirts. And then I liked doing that, and I thought it was fun, you know, being able to like supply people with either like photographs they loved or like their favorite team's jersey. But then I kind of got bored of it after a while, and I thought like selling the jerseys was fun and all, but like it wasn't mine, if that made sense. So I started brainstorming then, and I thought like, what could I do that I could design myself that would have the same sort of feeling? And then that's where the idea for XIV came in then.
The name then, what does XIV stand for, I suppose, and what was the reason why you picked it?
Yeah, so the whole point of the brand, I wanted it to be, you know, a representation of Irish culture, and I wanted it to represent the whole of Ireland. So when I was brainstorming names for ideas, I was thinking about the Wild Atlantic Way and such, and there's actually 14 different stages of the Wild Atlantic Way. So then I thought 14 XIV, and that's where it came from.
Oh, I understand. Okay, so it's really rooted, I suppose, in the Irish identity and the heritage as well. Do you know something? I'm sure that you have likely noticed this as well. There has been a bit of a revival of the Irish language as well, in particular, over the last little while. Has this kind of revolution of sorts improved your business as well?
Yeah, I guess it has to an extent. I know when I started, it definitely wasn't as big as what it is now. And then you have the likes of Kneecap, and then there's also a lot of other great Irish brands and Irish designers. And I think one of the main sort of drivers in that is TikTok. And then you have a lot of people doing, you know, TikToks in Irish, and it's really, you know, promoting the Irish language and getting people back into being proud to be Irish, I guess.
Would you have a cúpla focal yourself? Would the Irish language be something important to you?
Ah, get a bug. My girlfriend's actually from the Gaeltacht, so she'd be a big Irish speaker, and it's something I'm trying to learn myself. But like, really, for me, since I didn't really enjoy it in school, you know, it wasn't cool back then. So, but now I kind of regret not paying as much attention in Irish classes.
Well, I suppose you're making up for that now with the Irish business, though, to be fair. That's promoting the Irish culture so much. But sustainability is a big focus of your brand as well. Can you tell me a little bit more about the steps you're taking to keep the brand as eco-friendly as possible?
It is, yeah. And especially like this day and age, especially when there's so much like sort of fast fashion, you know, there's a lot of things that are just bought and thrown away after they're worn once, and it's becoming a big issue. So what we're doing, we're trying to make most of our, about 90% of our stuff is all 100% organic cotton. And as well as that, the packaging as well. So our packaging is all either compostable or recyclable, just to sort of really minimize the amount of waste.
Waste being such an important part of sustainability now, like where everything is just disposed of so quickly. So it's great that the packaging for you is something that in particular is recyclable or biodegradable. But you have a really cool collection of retro jerseys that I kept my eye on your site. What inspired you to create that specific line? I imagine they're going to be very popular during festival season in particular.
Yeah, like a big thing for me is I'm a big fan of the GAA and also, as I said, jerseys before as well. And, you know, I think something that's really hard to come by is those old retro GAA jerseys. You know, like everyone had them when they were younger. You had them that were like two sizes too big for you. But I think they're just, you know, so cool. And it was something that we wanted to replicate. So when I was brainstorming ideas for that, we actually based them off, you know, retro GAA jerseys. And that was what we were aiming for. And I think they turned out pretty well.
They did 100%. I can see that they're going to be really popular this summer with all of the gigs and everything. But looking ahead now, what are your biggest goals for XIV in the next couple of years? Have you any exciting projects in the pipeline?
Yeah, so at the minute, we're just trying to make as much cool designs as we can. Like, obviously, the bigger goal is to make it, you know, sort of one of the staple brands in Ireland and across the world. And a big thing that's driving us as well is obviously people, you know, love having pride in their culture, especially nowadays when there's so many Irish people abroad, and Having an item from XIV might give them a wee bit of a taste of home.
Dylan, my final question for you. If a young budding entrepreneur is listening to this evening and is interested in starting some sort of business, what advice would you give them from being in their shoes now?
I think the biggest bit of advice you could say is, like, just forget about what everyone else thinks. Like, if you want to do something, just go ahead and do it. Like, people are going to talk about you either way, so you may as well just make the most of it and just get started.
Important words to live by. Dylan Murphy, the brains behind XIV Irish Streetwear, thanks so much for hopping on The Hub to have a chat with us this evening.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.